Check 1-2 players, man. Big Mike, the Fat Maxter. In full effect, man. Full of phys ed for Max City Limits Radio Show. MaxCity.com once again. Continuing the Patreon exclusive joints, man. This is going to be an addendum, man, to the blueprint. And it comes to my attention that in my haste to put up the last show, I left some things out. So that's what this is about right here, man. Going to go ahead and add a little something to the pot, just in case any of you cats ever decided to implement this blueprint. These are things that you must be cognizant and aware of. First of all, I've had people, well, not necessarily people, I've had fellas ask me, like, what's even the purpose of going through all that bullshit, man? You know what I mean? Posing as a photographer, being a photographer, getting that broads, man, where you could just go up to any female, man, and just spit your game, and you can just leave it at that, and she can accept it or not accept it or whatever, man. And that's a valid question, you know what I mean? Basically, what this is designed to do, like I said, like, this is a machine, man. This is a pussy getting machine. This is designed to get you pussy without you even trying. All right, this is what this is, and it covers a lot of bases. It gives you the ultimate power of options. All right, let's say you go out and you want just on some regular square shit. You see a female at the mall, you spit, she shoots you down. You know what I mean? Then you move on. You spit, the other one shoots you down. Let's say you spit a fucking 15 females, you luck up on one. You know what I mean? First of all, you hollering at the broad on some square shit, right? Now, through this blueprint, man, with the whole being a photographer, being, it's kind of like middle of the road shit. For the most part, it's business, but you can treat it either way. I mean, you can kind of cupcake with it, or you can keep it strictly business, you know what I'm saying? But this gives you the power of options, because I told y'all, you're going to meet one female, and that one female going to bring you another female, and then that other female, she's gonna bring you another female. And each female that you meet, man, can represent 100 women. You understand what I'm saying? Each female that you meet could potentially blossom and bloom into 100 broads, man. Now, you're not necessarily going to keep all of them around. You're going to highly scrutinize and vet all the broads that come to you, man, while you're doing your little photography gig, man. Some of them you're going to fuck with. The other ones, you're going to let go. You know what I mean? But like I said, you know, this is the power of options, man. All right? You're going to have a lot of females knocking on your door, a lot of females wanting to fuck with you for whatever reason. And other females are going to see this. Other females are going to see there's a lot of broads just around your periphery, man, in your circumference, and that alone is going to make you more attractive, all right? But trust me when I tell you, man, this beats you just going to the mall and you just spitting at bitches. I mean, because bras don't know who you are. Bitches ain't seeing you with other females, you know what I'm saying? But if you was to go ahead and partake of this little gig, this little hustle, whether you take it seriously or not, and a female see that you got a gang of bitches knocking on your door for whatever reason, and half the broads, man, that you may meet may not even be looking for photos, you know what I mean? They just may be curious as to who you are because they always see you with bad bitches. You know what I mean? Some of them, like I said, they may not even know you're a photographer. But just on the sheer fact that every time they turn around, you know, you got broads in your car, you got broads in your apartment, you got bitches knocking on your door. It's like, well, who is this nigga? You know what I mean? Why does he have so many females, you know, like, just swarming around him? Like, what's really going on with that shit, man? All right? This is a pussy-getting machine. All right? It damn sure beats just going out spitting at bitches and shit. I mean, it just covers all bases, man. You know what I mean? So, yeah, it's designed to just have a steady revolving door of females coming in. It's designed to give you the ultimate power of options, man. You know what I mean? You're not going to be thirsty because you're going to have so many females on deck. You ain't going to know what to do with them. You're going to be trying to get rid of bitches, man. Like I said, and a lot of times that works in reverse. I've told the stories where I would just do fucked up things to bitches, man. Just hoping that they would leave me alone if I treated them like dirt, or if I just really just did something really greasy and grimy to them so they leave me the fuck alone. But like I said, that was back when I wasn't fully aware of the depraved mentality of women, and I didn't fully understand and know that that would basically make them want to fuck with me more. You know what I'm saying? So that had the opposite desired effect. In the power of options also, it works in the obverse or in the reverse when you're looking at it from the female's perspective, man. They're also looking at your options, and that's making you a lot more attractive to them as well. That women really don't want no man that no other woman wants to fuck with. All right? So, understand that, man. Go ahead and digest these jewels I'm giving you, man. I ain't gonna steer you wrong. Uncle Mike is here to take care of you if you so choose to go down this path. Also, something that I neglected to tell y'all, man. A lot of times, you're gonna meet renegade bitches, man. You might meet broads, right, that may not want to take pictures or may not really want to be part of your harem or whatever. You know, I've met broads like that, man. You know, they see I'm a hustler and they got some hustle bones in them too, and they come up to me and they be like, well, you know, I got a friend or I got some female friends and they get down and, you know, this and this and yada yada, and I can go ahead and hook you up with them and all that. And in my early days, you know, I tried to do that, man. You know what I mean? Since then, I have a rule of thumb that I don't really go through any female unless I vetted or I've broken down who or has done work for me personally. You know what I mean? It just works out better that way. And here's why. Let's say you meet like a stripper, man. She's a hustler. She don't want to do no photos. She don't want to do, I mean, especially with strippers, man, because they make their bones by manipulating and fucking over men. So a lot of times it would be hard to get at a true bona fide stripper because she's just always on the lookout for the come up as far as she's concerned. And she's always looking out for a nigga to try and manipulate her in the shorter. Right? So I would meet females like this, and they tell me they had a gang of friends that would get down and whatever and shit. And then I would meet the female. Then I'd meet the stripper and her friend. The friend would do work. And then after the photo session, I would try and exchange numbers with the female I just took photos of, and she would not exchange numbers with me. And I'd be like, what? And she was like, no. What if you ever need me, just go ahead and get in contact with Keisha. I'm like, what? You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, okay. So right now you got Keisha, the stripper, trying to muscle in on your action, and she's basically acting like an agent or a pimp to the bitch that you just took photos of, which totally wrecks the whole formula, man. You know, the whole thing is you trying to get close to the chick, you're trying to get close to the broad, close enough where you can do a breakdown process where she's going to accept your agenda. You know what I mean? But this becomes almost impossible when you got a cock blocking ass bitch. You know what I mean? Telling the female. I mean, it was just, I just couldn't believe some of this shit, man. I'd be like, what? I'm like, so you would rather me go through a third party, knowing that the third party is taking your money right off the top. You know what I'm saying? Because that's how it usually is. You know, the female would be like, Keisha the stripper would tell the chick, look, I know how you can make some money, you know what I mean? But if I take you over here to meet such and such, you're going to have to give me 30, 40% of whatever the fuck you make. You know what I mean? And then on top of that, they would tell the broad, but when you go there, don't be exchanging no numbers. Don't be getting personal with the nigga, you know what I mean? Because, you know, he think he's slick. He think he gonna go ahead and make all this money off of, you know. It would be a me against the world situation with this Keisha bitch, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, she would indoctrinate any broad that she would brought over here with the, it's the women against the men. The men are trying to take advantage of us. We have to stick together. You know, that type of shit. And she would just cock block it to the highest degree, man. She was not allowing me to work my magic, man. You know what I mean? And like I said, typically this will happen with females I never really had a close relationship with. I never had a breakdown process with, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just telling y'all, if this does happen, get rid of that bitch quick. Get rid of that bitch quick. Just move the fuck on, man, because she only serves one purpose. Like, if you're really, really into the photography gig and you don't really care, let's say this Keisha bring you some bad bitches and you ain't trying to do no breakdown process. You actually really just want to take some slick photos of some bad bitches. Well, then I guess you could fuck with the Keisha type bitch. You know what I'm saying? Because it will be strictly business, because nothing will be going on except some photos. Because this bitch, she done went ahead and got to the other bitch mind. And she got her believing that you are the worst thing walking on two legs. You know what I mean? There won't be no cupcaking with the bitch. There won't be no exchanging of no numbers. There won't be no going out to the parks and going out to eat and all of that shit, man. You know, there will be no breakdown process. All right? So, yeah, you got to be aware of other bitches trying to muscle in, trying to cock block, and trying to out-pimp you. You're going to have to, you know, look at that. You know, anytime you do a gig with a chick and she hit you with, no, I'm not going to exchange numbers with you. Anytime you want to get in contact with me, you can go ahead and contact Keisha. This is my opinion. Don't call that bitch back. Let them hoes go. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no room for no bitch in my cipher, man, trying to pimp me, man. That's not going to happen, man. You know what I mean? So, be on the lookout for that. You know, you may even have some females who you was cool with, and you had a breakdown process with them, and they may be bringing you over some slick bitches, man. And behind the scenes, there's some crazy shit going on where she don't want you to actually get real comfortable with the new bitches that's coming. and that has happened with some of my broads, man. You know, it's a situation where they feel some type of way about getting replaced, and sometimes they would concoct some sort of scenario or situation where the new broads that I was introduced to, I didn't have access to them, you know what I mean? And I had to go through, like I said, the previous broad that I did work with, you know what I mean? They weren't the Keisha types to that degree. Because they weren't that greasy and that disrespectful about it, you know what I mean? They just say some stupid shit like she ain't got no phone or she ain't got no number. But if you go ahead and holler at me, I'll go ahead and I'll make sure that y'all get in touch with each other and shit, you know what I mean? And you know it's all game, you know what I mean? You know it's all game, man. But yeah, a lot of them, they know the writing's on the wall, and they know each time they introduce a new broad, man, that puts them further and further back in the line as far as putting in work. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Now, putting in work, that can mean many things. That could mean a photo gig. I don't know how serious y'all want to make that. It could mean a video gig. Or it could mean a business/pleasure gig. You know what I mean? And each time she go ahead and bring over a new face, she know that, you know, that's another nail in the coffin for her. Did prior work with, who's introducing new blood, she's going to try her best to maximize her longevity in the game with you, whether it be on some attention whoring shit or whether it be on some money, some monetary shit. So bottom line, look out for females, man, cock blocking, man. Fucking up your rhythm, fucking up your flow, trying to step in, cock blocking, and trying to out-pimp your man. Shit. Another thing that this hustle, man, this little blueprint does for you, bruh, is, once again, don't know how serious you want to make this. This may be too much for motherfuckers to digest. You know what I mean? It's too much trouble for you, but this hustle, this gig allows you to have an experience with the woman. Let me back up and say that again. It allows you to have some sort of experience with the woman. You go through the fire with a chick. You know what I mean? Relationships are really only strong unless they have some sort of adversity attached to them, man. It's like, the more turbulent, the more troublesome the relationship, a lot of times the more stronger the bond can be, man. And whenever you are dealing with things of a sexual nature, of an emotional nature, even though I was the steady rock to most of these chicks, I was the law and the order. And of course, they was like the renegade hoes, man. They was just all off the hook, man. There was no rhyme or reason to damn near anything they did in life. And I would have to come in and clean a lot of that shit up, man. But our bonds were strong. Okay? Our bonds were strong due to the fact that I was into their life. I was into their personal life. I knew almost everything about them. They didn't know a lot about me, at least not in the beginning and shit, man. But basically, what you want to do, man, is you want to have some sort of situation where you go through the fire with these women, man. All right? And this hustle can lead to that. But like I said, it all depends on how deep you want to take it, man. Due to the fact that I was actively involved in the pimping and the porn. Okay, so I'm in a slightly different boat than most of you cats, man. You know what I mean? There was a lot of crazy shenanigans, man, that went on, man, with the law, with baby daddies, with family members, with other street hustlers. You know what I mean? It was just madness, man. You feel me? So a lot of things that went down was real life shit, man. You want to talk about some real shit? I went through the fire with some real shit with these real females, man. You know what I mean? And that made our relationship stronger. That made our bond stronger. And whenever we went ahead and really had our pleasurable moments, the pleasure was kicked up 5 notches due to the fact that I've gone through a lot of adverse situations and circumstances with them. I went through the fire with the females, man. You know what I mean? And like I said, the way I did the hustle, this allowed for me to go through the fire with the females, man. So it may be apples and oranges to some of you cats because y'all don't really plan on doing all that extra shit. But I'm just saying it, to this day, it still works, man. I don't have to do jack shit, man. The blueprint, it's solid. They still calling. They still coming by. I have not been active in the hustle since 2011. Yeah, they still, you know, trying to bring me new blood every now and then. And it's funny because I'm like, I have no need for no new bitches. You know, I got y'all, which is a turn off to them because, once again, they only want niggas that other bitches want. And since I basically removed myself from that rat race, it's just unappealing to them, man. You know, they want a boss. They want a motherfucker that's just all in the streets doing all sorts of extra shit, man. That part of my life is done. I'm done. I'm done. I'm grandpa status now. I have granddaughters, you feel me? I no longer had a desire to do things of that nature. So, not much more to really say on that, man. Just going to recap, man. Doing this hustle, doing this way, and fucking with the broads, man. It gives you the power of options. It basically titillates, man, and tingles the female because they always see you with women. And other women love to see that, man. You know, you are perceived as a winner whenever you have a lot of women around you. And also, it's going to kick up your manhood a notch, man, because you got bitches all around you And if one or two of them leave, you gives less than two fucks, man, because you got two or three to take their goddamn place. That beats going to the mall and just spitting at, you know, 15 bitches, man, and just hoping and praying that one of them, you know, hoping and praying that one of them random bitches give you the okay sign. Understand what I'm saying? And of course, beware of individuals within the organization trying to cock block and trying to out pimp you, man. Trying to control the bitches that she brings to your doorstep. You know what I mean? Watch out for that shit. That shit can be dangerous. It can be problematic. And it does interfere with the breakdown process of any new broad that comes into the stable, man. You know what I mean? Whenever you have a female that's doing that, you need to kick that bitch to the curb real quick and replace her. You know what I'm saying? But, of course, it all depends on, you know, what is your motives? What are you in this for, right? And also, doing this hustle, man, doing this little gig with the females, it allows you to go through the fire with them. It allows you to partake in their life. It allows you to go through situations and circumstances that most cats would never get to experience with a woman. You know what I mean? And when you do that, when you have those sort of bonds with a woman, they're strong, man. They are strong. It's been strong enough to, like I said, keep them in my life for 10, 15 years with ease, all right? The bond is so strong, I don't feel a need for a wife. Because I have about 5 women who, basically, they fulfill the wife role. Shit, I got a woman for each one of my needs, man. You know what I'm saying? And just to settle down with one woman and get rid of all the other 5 who I have a great relationship with, it's just ridiculous. It makes no sense. It's counterintuitive, man. You know what I mean? So, I had to sit down here. I had to force myself to try and speak again. I know I sound like a blithering idiot these days, but you know, I'm going to keep trying, man. I'm going to keep cranking these joints out until I can't even speak no more, man. You feel me? Shit. So, once again, the Fat Mac, Almighty Triple XL, coming at you live and direct. Max City Limits Radio Show at MaxCity.com. And once again, I thank you players for coming in and patronizing me. And just, you know, telling me, yeah, I dig what you do, Mac. I dig what you do, and I'm going to support you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.